Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
All right, Nick Larkey's going to join us in just a moment. The big star from the Kangaroos, Johnny from Epping, you'll be happy with that. But let's just clear a couple of things up. There's only three stickers, Wisp. There's not four stickers. There's four options.
Ah, my confusion,
so
sorry.
So you can go for the devil sticker, the foundation sticker, the devil head sticker, or option four, the all three stickers. But that's a 15 bucker. You'll probably go a 10 bucker.
Right.
And there, I was number...
Have you got any alternative names that you'd like to think of?
Yes, the oyster slurpers.
Right. Are they known for their oysters down there?
My damn straight.
You've been down there. You shucked. Is it shucked?
Shucked a few of them, didn't you? A couple of dozen. Straight down the old motorboat.
I'm not sure that would have been the name to go with. I think they've chosen wisely.
My invoice was number 48056. Does that mean that there's 48,056 people or not?
Sounds like someone it. Else. Who said 60 then?
Someone said 60.
Anyway, hey, Gary, I noticed this is off the text.
I've got Nick Larkey waiting.
I know, but Suv, just hang on a sec. Mike, this is from Mike text. Gary, I noticed you were trying not to laugh at Bucks's new teeth last night. Now, I watched your little show last night, even though it was out of sync. I didn't notice that he had a new set of teeth.
I never know. He hasn't got new teeth.
Has he got new teeth or not?
Mike, I wasn't laughing, if that's what you're thinking.
I thought there was a little bit of smirking going on there, like there was a little in-joke.
There was. I might tell you about it after we talk.
Can you tell me now?
No, because Nick Larkey's okay, waiting. Right. And he joins us, and he's a star, this fellow. And the Kangaroos, they started brightly against a very good opponent, it has to be said, in the GWS Giants. And good enough to join us this morning. G'day, Nick.
G'day, Gary. G'day, Tim. How are you?
Good to talk to you, mate. Where we find you this morning?
Just got to the club, mate. Just got to the club. So it's bright and early. I don't know how you blokes talk so much before 8 o'clock.
Neither do I, to be honest. Tell us, when you just roll into the club, do you have is the brekkie all laid out for you now? You take a while.
The brekkie is.
What do you got
there? Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not in front of it at the moment, but we get bacon on I think two mornings of the week, so it's a bit limited this year. Last year we having bacon every morning with the bacon, eggs and avo, but they've cut it back, I think, for professionalism reasons.
Toddy Viney's just...
molds and whatnot. Toddy Viney.
He's got all the bacon.
Toddy Viney's eating all the bacon, I think.
Yeah, he's not happy. There's been a kickback with Toddy when the bacon shortage shut down. So,
hey, how is the Picasso of the AFL going?
Well, easy. I'm going all right. I haven't... done a painting for a while, actually. It comes and goes in waves of motivation. So I get every now and then when I'm, I don't know, got a bit of spare time and I've got a good subject to paint, I've got a commission from someone, I'm happy to do it. But sometimes when I don't have a commission in front of me, I struggle to think of a subject to paint.
Oh, so tell you what.
If you lads got any...
We're right in the market to commission you. Wisp's got a new place down in the Mornington Peninsula. He's got some hanging space. What would you like the big Suva to do for you, Wisp?
Well, I can talk to him about this later.
What about Brando?
Well, maybe, Brando.
And Pearl.
Or the new Pug Pearl would be nice as well. Do you do sort of like dog portraits?
I actually have done a dog one before for the club doctor, actually. Kendall Brooks, she requested her little sausage dog. I got a nice portrait of him done.
How long does it take you to do a sausage dog?
The sausage dog didn't take too long. It was, I reckon about... whip it up in a day or an afternoon or two.
And did any of your teammates, have they ever commissioned a painting?
Yeah, they have. They have before. I've done a Most of the paintings I've done in the past few years have been for teammates because they take advantage of the mates' rates. But I actually do have to do one for Cam Zerha at the moment because he, I just moved into a place bought late last year, and Cam, for housewarming gifts, giving me one of his barbecues. So I said in return I'd give him, I'd do a painting for him. So I do actually have one to do.
What sort of wedge are we looking at for a Suv original?
Well, I mean, it depends who's asking, Gary. I suppose...
media rate? You get a media rate?
Whatever the price, depending on the bloke.
All right, well, that's sort of interests us sometimes more than footy, but we have got you on to talk about the footy, of course. From a summer point of view, Alistair Clarkson had an interrupted first year. We understand for the reasons why it wouldn't have been ideal, but you've had the full quota of Clarko over the summer months. What's the main thing that you've been working on?
Well, I suppose the best thing about having him, having Clarko, and now having him full time, knowing that he's going to get a full season with us this year, is like consistency of the coaching group and the strength and conditioning staff, and just the consistency as a club. Because as you know, in the past 6-7 years, we've had a lot of change, not just as players, but coaching staff, strength and conditioning. So, like, the steadfastness of having him at the helm, knowing that he's going to be there no matter what for, you know, the next at least 5 years plus is, I don't know, something, especially for me, having a lot of change at the club is, I don't know, pretty, it's good, just good to know we're going to have some stability. But what we've been working on pre-season is just a lot on our fitness. I think in the past few years we haven't been as fit enough as a club, and also our ball movement from back half. So we've got some pretty good ball users there now. I think this is the most talent, I mean, we've had on the list since I've been here. So we've got the ability now to use the ball quickly off half back and through the guts. And we've been working on mostly, you know, building an exciting brand of footy this pre-season.
And just knowing him, he will be fully supportive and encouraging of you to continue to play that way. Like, I think he'll coach that aggressively, irrespective if you get opened up a little bit going back the other way. Is that sort of the license that he's given you guys to go after?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to be known to have a good, exciting brand, I think. We want to be a watchable team. So, one, to be in more games, obviously, this year, which I definitely think we're at, let alone obviously the aim to win more games, but you got to be in games to win games, and we haven't been in past years. But definitely that exciting brand of footy is something that he encourages, because it's going to, you know, excite fans, make us watchable, and put on a show for North Melbourne supporters and footy fans in general.
We're talking to Kangaroo star forward Nick Larky. Your eyes must be lighting up there now, because you're going to get a lot better looks if this ball movement improves and there's more speed through the midfield.
Yeah, it's been a really exciting pre-season. I've been really boring on how we can go this year from all the practice games and all our intra-clubs, and the way we've trained this year, the ball has been moving a lot better, even though we've been playing ourselves most of the time for the pre-season. Just the way we're moving the ball through the ground is a lot easier to read up forward. So I think all the forwards are licking their lips a little bit more this year, especially, there'll be a lot of boys who benefit from that, not just me. I think there's a lot of sleeping giants, I reckon, we've got in the forward line of players that are just a bit hidden with a bit better access to the pill. We've got some special players. I think Paul Curtis could be someone really special up forward. He's as dangerous as anyone, I reckon, when the ball gets in his area. Zane Dersmer as well, obviously Cam. So I think all the boys up there are going to benefit from the new ball movement we've got going.
You must be eyeing off a ton then this year, I reckon.
I don't know. I'll just iron off a few more wins. Tim, I think, we'll see how we go. I'd rather a spread of goal kickers for us, so we've got a few more avenues to goal, and a few more, you know, bits to worry, the defenders to worry about a few more up there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you mentioned Zane. I reckon the problem with him for you will be that he's going to float across in front of you and maybe take five that you've probably got your eye on occasionally.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, if that's the case, mate, he'll win the Rising Star, and that'll be fine with me. He seems to, like, float in the air. He's He said, just like, it reminds me a bit of Jared Waite, how he just like hovers in the air a bit when he jumps for the footy. So it's exciting. He looks like he's just a natural good goal now. It's a good footballer.
I'm going to start a new segment. Who does Zane Dersma remind you of? Because that's Nat Fife. I heard Nat Fife. Mm. I think whoever was calling that game went with Nat Fife. Now we've got Jared Waite.
John Northey, the swooper.
Royce Hart, the floater in from the side. Wasn't he the master floater?
He was. He was.
No, it's nice. The back half is where you're going to be challenged a bit, but you know, I thought some of the assessments of Toby Pink, who's a mature ager, were really harsh. You know, and his first outing from an AFL point of view. What have you seen of Toby? Because he's going to become really important for you going forward.
Yeah, no, I thought he did. You know, despite the output of Hogan, I thought Tobes did a great job. It's tough to judge a backman's game, I reckon, when you get ball movement flowing the other way like that. So, like, when GWS are carving, they did a really good job of moving the ball from our forward 50 to their forward 50, the transition game. They set the field real well, and they're a really good side. But when it's coming in as quick as it was sometimes on the weekend, there really isn't much you can do as a defender. Mm. But, you know, playing on Tobes for a lot of the pre-season, He's a real honest defender. His closing speed's deceptively really good, and he does those 1% of things where he just gets a hand in, just disrupts the play really well. So I think when we get a bit more stability in our whole team defensive game, where it's making it more difficult for teams to move the ball through the midfield quickly, and that comes on everyone else or everyone in the side, I think. Yeah, you'll see the best of all of our defenders, including Pinky.
You kicked three at the weekend, but you played on probably the best key defender, I think, in the game in Sam Taylor. What makes him such a difficult opponent, Nick?
Yeah, I'd agree with you, Tim. I mean, it wasn't my best game on the weekend. I was pretty disappointed with just my contest work. I found I got to the drop zone a bit too early, but he makes you pay when you get those things wrong. He's deceptively really strong and really fast. So, and he reads the ball really well. He's in a great defensive system in that team as well, where he sits at the back, but he'd sit a couple metres off me at the back. And if the ball isn't on a platter, it's you know, I have to adjust in the air. So I found his timing and his body work to get me under the ball was really good on the weekend. As you said, I agree. I reckon he's probably, you know, up there. He's the best, if not the up there with the best key defenders in the game. So I think he got the better of me in the battle for sure. But I'm looking forward to next time playing him, because you always want to play on the best players. But yeah, probably his timing and his attributes.
He's a beauty. Before we let you go, this is Cash, okay? This would be a Cash-type deal. I've got a photo here, Gary's Men for All Seasons calendar shot that I'd like in sort of probably, I don't know, about
nude?
Just with a little Sharon football in front of his private parts.
Big Sharon football.
Some grapes.
What, just a ballpark-ish figure.
Wow, I mean, well, it need to be a pretty big canvas.
Big canvas, yep.
Would I have to do a sitting for it?
I'm thinking landscape, Gary Lyon, horizontal.
Yes.
Just over the Johnson. You know what, mate? I'll do that for you for free, mate.
I'd like Nathan Buckley and maybe Jono Brown in the background, each with just sort of feeding him grapes as he lies there on a couch.
Well, the extra two, maybe I'll do a trip ditch, which is like a three canvases next to each other that all flow into it.
I'm up for it, Sue. I'll do a sitting for you at any time, my friend. Hey, we love having you on. We're starting the SEN Breakfast All-Stars team, which is not necessarily the greatest players in the comp, although you would be in that category, but the ones we like the most.
Our favourites.
And you've got the full forward spot down, Pat, mate. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're good, man. I appreciate it, guys. Love being on. Thanks for having us.
Join us, Suv. Come in, join us soon. Come into the studio. I'd like to have the Suv in here. I'd like to have Zerhar out there cooking a barbie for us.
Oh, and then Johnny from Epping just
Johnny
to waltz.
From Epping to bring some salami in.
It would have been grouse.
It would have been grouse. No problem about that. Very quickly, the 60,000. I remember, what did I say? 48,056. but there's multiples of that. Like, had I been kind enough to include you on my docket,
yeah,
there would have been two of us. That's how they get to 60,000.
And that was just counted to one, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Nicely done. Righto, let's take a break.